If there's one issue that defines Senator Bernie Sanders, it's probably his unflinching support for a government-run healthcare system that's financed through federal taxes. It's now called Medicare for All, and it's become a defining issue in the Democratic presidential race. In the past few weeks, three candidates who are sponsors of Sanders' plan have modified their approach because they're concerned it represents too much change too fast. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Sanders has decided to highlight these differences in his bid to win the Democratic nomination.
Under Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan, there would be a four-year transition period before everyone would be enrolled in a greatly expanded Medicare program. It would offer more generous benefits than the current system. Sanders says there would be no deductibles, no co-payments, or out-of-pocket expenses. Virtually all private health insurance plans would be eliminated, and individual premiums would be replaced by new taxes. Sanders insists that the overall cost will be substantially lower for most people, thanks to reductions in administrative costs and drug expenses. Jeff Weaver is a senior aide on the Sanders campaign. He says health care is one of the most important issues in the Democratic race.
Clearly very positive terrain for us. It also shows a clear differentiation among the candidates in terms of who is willing to take on the big insurance companies and the big pharmaceutical companies to benefit working Americans.
Ted Cohn is the chair of the College of Liberal Arts at Norwich University. He thinks Sanders is taking a major risk by supporting a plan that eliminates private insurance.
As you start drilling down on how are you going to pay for it, on are you going to be able to keep your private health care, then suddenly support for Medicare for All, even among the Democratic base, seems a lot more tenuous.
Linda Fowler is a professor of government emerita at Dartmouth College. She thinks the Medicare for All plan is hard for voters to understand, making it easy for opponents to misrepresent how it works.
This kind of thing is easily gamed by Sanders' opponents because of the widespread mistrust of the federal government. And even though he can say that costs are much lower for Medicare than with private insurance, all of which is true, but it's a complicated argument to make.
The Democratic presidential candidates who changed their position on Medicare for All are California Senator Kamala Harris, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand before she dropped out of the race earlier this week. They now want participation in Medicare to be optional, and private health insurance companies would continue to operate under their approach. Their plan is known as, quote, Medicare for All Who Want It. It's a position that Weaver says Sanders will never support.
It's a much safer political path. So, you know, between the combination of not wanting to alienate donors and then making sure that you, you know, promise the least bold change because, you know, a certain group of consultants view that as the smart way to go, I think those are two big drivers of this.
There could be another challenge for Sanders on this issue. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin abandoned efforts for a single-payer plan because of the large tax burden that was needed to support it. Professor Fowler thinks this will become an issue in the Democratic race.
And so it will be very easy to say Vermont adopted a plan that's not as generous as the one you're advocating, and they weren't able to implement because of the cost. If that doesn't come up in the September debate, I'd be surprised.
The third Democratic presidential debate is scheduled to take place in about 2 weeks, and health care is expected to be a major topic. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel.